decided that there's not enough. No, it's not there. Welcome to Zen Bike. Episode whatever in series whatever.
Just right off the top, I'd like to say how much I enjoy this podcast when we can so clearly point out right from the get-go we don't know what the fuck we're doing just with whatever the fuck you were talking about for that few seconds there.
But
I just want people to know that clearly we don't go back and clean up mistakes. This is all.
Oh yeah,
this is raw. Motherfucker.
I move your words around so it sounds like jokes.
I would not.
I know you never.
I've never heard this podcast.
I know. So I'm gonna. I'll go a different route with this. This week, you'll enjoy this. I'm gonna try and make you enjoy.
Excited.
Okay.
Really, I want you to know, Phil.
Okay.
I am actually excited.
Okay. So just go with this. Just go with
me.
I'm going.
Here we go.
Welcome to this general knowledge quiz from quizquestionsonline.com. Get ready. Here come the questions.
Okay.
Number one. What bird's name did Alan Lane choose for a publishing company he founded?
Penguin.
In 1935.
At least let them answer finish the question, Mike. We're going to be here forever if you just, look how long they're giving people normal average person. Which verse was
what? Number two.
Oh, number two. Shut up.
What do the initials SOS
save our souls?
Save our souls. Save our souls.
Save our.
No, I know. Don't save our souls though. There's, you can make some jokes along with it, Mike.
No. I'm into questions. Shut up, Phil.
Number three. In 1988, which artist cut off his left ear?
Van Gogh. I got it. That's two.
Okay, you got.
Okay. We're gonna start buzzing.
Did you just actually pretend to press a buzzer?
Yeah.
Number four.
Yeah.
Which county is known as the Garden of England?
Kent. 2-2.
You made the noise too.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know anything about this country.
Say that louder into the. Our,
I don't know effect. Anything about this country.
When expressed in figures, how many noughts are there in 1,000 million?
Billion.
Billion. 13.
13 billion.
Number six. What is the name of the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Quasimodo.
Quasimodo's novel.
Quasimodo.
You don't have to say it twice.
I said Quasimodo.
He can't hear you.
Quasimodo. Who's a friend of Quasimodo?
What's your Quasimodo?
Ooh, the Bills.
Number seven. The Tasmanian Sea lies between Australia
and Tasmania.
And which other country?
New Zealand. New Zealand. New York.
New friends.
New Amsterdam.
New question.
Number eight. The wood of which tree?
Oak!
Is traditionally used to make cricket bats.
Cedar.
Cedar's
balsa.
Cedar's good. You know what? Cedar's good because bugs don't like cedar.
That's why you make saunas out of cedar.
And that's why you make cottages with cedar.
Out of cedar.
Because our cottages. A good porch is a cedar porch because the bugs don't eat.
That's
cedar.
Right. My dad made all of ours out of cedar. You know
your
what?
Your father was an amazing carpenter.
We drove up there recently. It's still there. The cottage.
You can't beat cedar. You can't beat cedar.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stink. No. Tamarack stinks. Tamarack.
Cedar.
There's a lot of tamarack.
Cedar's
in Northern
got that
Ontario.
Nice that sweet smell when you heat it up.
It also you let bugs don't like it, so you make cupboard liners out of cedar, and that keeps your clothes from being eaten
by moths. Good. That's great, Mike.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah.
Number nine. The TV series Holby City was
Don't
a
know.
Spin-off from which BBC?
Don't know.
Number 10. Which country did Britain and France fight
all
during
of them.
The Crimean War?
Each other.
Germany. Crimea.
Crimea. A river. That's an
Crimea
that's
River.
Oh, that's bad. Stop me now.
Number 11.
Yeah.
How many questions?
What was the nickname of garden designer Lancelot Brown?
Brown Thumbs!
Little Woody.
Down in front!
Lancelot Brown. Everybody loves the nicknames.
Number 12. Cape Town is overlooked by which
in general.
Mountain?
In general mountain. Table Mountain.
Table Mountain. I went up Table Mountain.
Did you? What'd you find? Knives and forks?
Hey! I don't much like animals.
What does the A stand for in the name of the international organization?
Assholes.
NATO.
Oh, what's it?
Assembly.
American.
No. NATO's is international.
National Assembly
of
North American Treaty Organization. I was right. Okay. I got it right. Number 14.
Abraham Lincoln appears on which denomination?
$5 bill.
Of U.S. banknotes.
Is it $5 bill? No, $50. $50 bill.
Five. I'll give you a couple of Lincolns. That's $10.
Number 15. At the Athens Olympics in 2004, which female athlete won gold medals at both 800 and 1500?
Don't know.
Pause now if you don't want the answers to appear.
We don't need the answers.
All the answers, buddy. Yeah. You just supplied the questions.
So what did you do that voiceover? Because your voice has really changed since you did that.
And you know what? I still haven't been paid for this.
No. Does that just maybe should be one of the questions? When am I going to get paid for this?
Yes.
Don't do that to me.
Do what?
I laugh at everything you say, and then I make one little joke.
That wasn't it.
There was one little joke.
It's a concept film.
Do you know whose voice that is? Richard Jagger.
Rick Jagger. Because it's the same name as Mick Jagger, you're going to say that. You've done that a few times. It's a probably totally different person.
No, I was going to say he's related to Mick Jagger.
Of course you were. You got that brain. Mick Jagger. It's like Tourette's with you.
Why is he related to Mick Jagger? Well, welcome to episode 9. I don't know.
No one's counting with
you. It's not 9.
No one's counting.
It's not 9.
It's not counting.
It's not even a series 4.
Can we do some more of these?
Series 4.
I like a good quiz.
You like the question? I like the quiz. Okay,
two more.
Okay, well, I'll
Oh, never mind. We don't have to do it now. You're pounding.
How about you like animals? You like animals? You want to do one about animals?
No.
Like animals or geography?
I don't want to do any of them.
General knowledge.
I don't want to.
There you go.
I'm not in this one either.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, is it the 80s? Is that your 80s voice?
No, it was doing you. Here you go. I didn't want that. My computer's so screwed. Anyway, hope you're enjoying the podcast. They could just get on.
Who are you talking to? Me?
The person listening.
That's me.
The person listening to this fucking piece of shit podcast called Zen. This is like the least zenny thing you could be doing with your day. Mike.
It was just your joke. Zen with Mike Wilmot. Because I'm very unzen, so your brain just went, well, say it's zen. And the joke being, it's opposite of Mike. Get it? That's how you work. That's how your brain works.
You're being quite cruel to me.
Whatever the fuck that was.
I don't know.
I enjoyed the quiz.
Let's do another quiz then.
Okay.
Can we do another quiz?
Let's do another quiz.
Okay.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I'll make one. See.
Oh, I like this one. It's got better music. It's time for a quiz with
the
Phil
amazing
and Mike.
Animal quiz.
And Phil
State
and Mike.
True or false for each of the 20 questions.
True or false with Phil and Mike.
True or false, true or false.
False or true.
It's true or it's false. The answers you score, you get 2 points. Oh, we're not doing the score.
That's a stupid quiz. No.
You got to read them.
Do another one.
What? Oh God, I got to find the same. I got to go back to the same guy. Hold on. He had loads of them. The last guy.
Is that a question?
Rich Jagger.
Is that a? Right. We did that.
We gotta go back to Rich
Jagger.
What? Why are you fucking what's the point of having a podcast?
I think it's because...
Hello, and welcome to this week's general knowledge quiz.
Hi, Rich! It's Rich Jagger.
Do you think he's related to...
Not. Get ready. Here come this week's question.
Did he say not? Did he just... Wait a minute. Did he just go, I'm ready when you are?
Not. Oh, is he... Oh!
Did he?
I don't know. I thought he just got stuck.
Here come this week's questions. Number one.
No, wait a minute. I'm sure he said ready when you are. Not.
Hello, and welcome to this week's general knowledge quiz from Quiz Questions Online, VQ009.
Do you think we can get sued for abusing us on our podcast?
This week's questions.
Oh, fuck, I talked over it.
Number one.
No, it didn't.
Which tree shares its name
oak
with a part of the hand?
Trunk.
Trunk. Finger wood.
Thumb.
Finger wood?
Thumb wood?
Pinky wood.
Thumb wood. Pinky.
Number two.
Knuckles.
What color has a shade?
Palm.
Pillow marks.
It was palm.
Palm?
Palm. Your hand.
Palm tree. What's this one? It's a color.
What color is the shade of pillar box?
I don't know. Black. I'm colorblind.
What's pillar box?
It's a box you put your pillow in.
Number three. Created in 1919.
This picture.
Who is this?
Mickey Mouse.
Felix the Cat.
Felix the Mouse.
No, Felix. I'm feeling sick and tired of this. Okay. We can't do a whole episode of
number
just answering.
Four.
Hold on.
Which board game's name means I play?
Ooh.
In Latin.
Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, I thought that was actually the
chess.
Name.
Checkers.
I thought, no. I
what?
Wait, I play in Latin. I thought that was the... No.
I play Latin?
This is a horrible episode. You're right. I just realized it now.
Can you imagine back to this?
No one.
I thought the idea would be...
Now we can talk about really racist and sexist things because no one's listened to this point. We can say some fucking evil shit. Evil shit. I say a lot of them got it coming to them. You know what I'm saying? wearing the hat... Coming in with that hat with a feather in it, you're asking
you think
for it.
You put on weight and wear a hat. We're still looking.
You need a brighter feather.
Get it,
this feels good.
I know.
This feels good.
Real good.
From now on, I think that's how we could be in espionage. What you do in espionage is you just talk shit. And right by now we can talk to the other spies. We can talk to take over now. Captain, whatever lands
if
on the moon.
That's true. That would explain Trump.
You think what, Trump's
he's actually he's just talking shit.
And
so we all stop listening.
And then he says something
and
intelligent.
Yeah, and then
evil. Probably evil.
Talks to Russian.
Then he talks to Russia.
They
we could talk to Russia.
To Russia
right now. We could talk
to
Russia. That's how
I fucking knew it.
That there's more people in outer space at this precise fucking moment that are listening us right now.
I hope the Illuminati.
There's a better chance there's people up in outer space.
I hope the Illuminazis aren't listening.
Of course they are. And if you are.
Even if they're listening. You know what they listen?
We want
they
him.
Listen to this.
We want him.
They listen.
I want him. I want to be an Illuminati.
I want to be Illuminati.
Phil and I both want in.
I want to illuminate.
If you're out there listening, if you're the only ones listening to us right now, I want in. I'm scared.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
But before you take us on, I need to know if you're called Illuminati, how come no one can see you? Surely you'd be
illuminating.
You think? Maybe they're all around us.
Think about maybe.
Maybe
you think so?
Yeah.
Are they listening now?
You know how we'll know if they're listening? We'll get an ad on our phones later in the day.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if the Illuminati is listening, $10. What's $10? What's ten? Give us $10.
Yeah, come on.
How do you do that again, Phil? With PayPal?
Yeah, do PayPal.
Ten pounds. Then we'll know you're there.
Just send in £10 Zen with Mike Wilmot.
And like always, we'll keep your name out of it.
Exactly.
We won't say...
No, that would be Illuminati.
Oh, please say it's late enough. We can turn this shit off.
No, we gotta keep going.
Okay.
Let's just turn it off and make it a short episode.
I'm